Pretty dangerous.
Yeah, thanks, Soupy, and here is what's happening. Obviously, it is New Year's Eve, everybody. Happy New Year's Eve! From concerts to costumes to cramming into Times Square, just some of the ways folks will be spending their New Year's Eve 1985. Now, you know, you can spend a bundle or you can spend nothing at all. Perhaps the most expensive gala on tap is a $2,000 per person performance by singer Julio Iglesias. That is at the Essex House over at the Waldorf. You can see our own Soupy Sales along with jazz great Lionel Hampton, and that runs about $235 per person. Now, for those on a little bit more modest a budget, the free festivities include midnight fireworks at Central Park in the East River near the South Street Seaport and at Prospect Park in Brooklyn. And there is also a five-mile run at midnight, and that takes place near the Tavern on the Green. There's also a jazz band that will perform at Grand Army Plaza in Brooklyn. Now, of course, the most traditional method of spending New Year's Eve, no matter where you are, and that means all across the country, is watching the ball drop in Times Square at midnight. After all, it's been going on for years and years, says Tamas Starr. Oh, Tamas Starr, she's the granddaughter of Jacob Starr. Who's he? He's the man who invented it all.
The history of the Times Square New Year's Eve celebration really goes back to 1905, the year that Times Square was named Times Square. And it was named after this building, which was then called the Times Tower. In order to inaugurate the building, there was a tremendous fireworks display and a party that really resembles the party that we see every year now. There was a crowd, more than a quarter of a million people, and everybody was very rowdy and making tremendous amounts of noise.
Well, about the same number of people, a quarter of a million, are expected to pack into Times Square tonight, along with 1,300 police officers to keep the peace. Should it all be too much and you want to go home, you can do it for free on the subways and buses from 8 p.m. until 8 a.m. However you plan to spend your New Year's Eve, please do it in a safe manner, because drinking and driving obviously don't mix. And from all of us here at WNBC to all of you out there, a very happy and a very healthy New Year.